Hello world, this is Prescott, Arizona.
You are listening to the Crest of Chronicles, coming to you from the shadow of Big Toe Butte, where the cold coyote cries and the lonesome cowboy sings.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother!
Shut your mouth!
Tonight's very special episode, part one of a two-part serial entitled Revenge of the Radio Avenger. And we're back. I'm Don Murphy, and you're listening to Crest Up's number one morning show with the wackiest host at the sound of the flush. It's 8:15 in the a.m., and you know what that means. It's time for a little game I like to call teleflatulence. That's where we call an unsuspecting victim and fart right into the telephone. And just a warning, I had a Mexican omelet for breakfast. Extra beans.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes. I ate two cans of refried beans, and now I can't stop farting.
What?
That's right. I'm afraid I might fart myself to death.
You do know that it is a crime to prank call 911, don't you? You could go to jail for this.
But this is a serious emergency. I'm in a room without adequate ventilation and the fumes are starting to overtake me.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this Don Murphy, Murphy in the morning?
No. My name is Wheezy Butts.
I knew it was you. I love your show. Am I really on the air?
That's right. And for being such a good sport, we're going to send you an autographed Morning Wisecrack t-shirt. The one with the picture of me showing my crack. Get it? Wisecrack. They got my good side, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. Wait until I tell my supervisor.
Well, it's about time we go to the commercial, but I'd like to leave you with some words of wisdom imparted to me by my dear departed father. Son, he said, you can shake it to London and you can shake it to France, but the last two drops will...
Stop this program right now!
Wait, who said that?
This is crude, obnoxious, and above all, not funny!
Hey, look, pal, I don't know how you broke into the broadcast, but any complaints about my edgy and provocative comedy should be addressed to Anna Carlson, the station manager.
It's not edgy or provocative, it's infantile! Furthermore, it's an insult to the great voices of comedy radio! You, sir, are not fit to carry Jack Benny's violin!
Jack who?
You're coming with me, evildoer, and I hope they throw away the key! It's all in a day's work for the Radio Avenger!
And that's the end of it. We had dead air for 20 solid minutes.
And nobody noticed?
Are you kidding? Nobody here listens to Don's show. You can actually feel your IQ dropping.
Ms. Carlson, we at the FCC take cases of on-air malfeasance very seriously. So if this is just some publicity prank Mr. Murphy cooked up to boost his ratings, it would be best if you just let me know right now.
Impossible. There's no way he could have pulled off something like this, and I'm sorry, but there is no smoking in this building.
You're the one who's smoking, ma'am.
Oh, really? And since when does the FCC enforce local smoking ordinances?
We don't.
Then I suggest you back off, lady.
Oh, all righty then. Did Don have any enemies that you know of, or, ex-girlfriends?
Well, from what I understand, Don has left a trail of destructive relationships stretching from coast to coast. It seems that there are very few women in the broadcast industry who haven't been tainted by his noxious charm.
Yes, I've dealt with him in the past. I mean, I've dealt with him in my professional capacity as an FCC agent. I haven't had any personal... Well, because I would never...
Would you like to see some of the listener complaints he's received?
Yes, please, let's do that.
I file them alphabetically. This is the A to B drawer.
If he's so much trouble, why do you keep him on the air?
He's got dynamite demographics. Nobody even comes close to his numbers in the 18 to 34s, and it's a well-known fact in the business. Fart jokes plus heavy rotation equals huge ad revenues.
Huh. So could one of your competitors be behind this?
It's possible, Agent Dane. Anything's possible. All I know is that that stinky little clown is the goose who lays the golden eggs around here, and I want him back on the air ASAFP!
I'd like to start by interviewing your staff.
Well, the police have already talked to everyone, but go ahead, be my guest.
Thank you.
Excuse me, you're with the FCC, right?
Yeah, Patricia Dane.
No, Marty Wilson. I'm the head technical engineer here. Are you investigating the disappearance?
That's right. Do you have some information?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I did do. I'd like to discuss it with you in private, if that's all right. My office is right over here. Here we are. What do you think?
Wow, you sure have a lot of stuff on your walls.
It's my collection of classic memorabilia from the golden age of radio. Pretty cool, huh?
I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, radio's always been a passion of mine. Actually, I wanted to be a DJ, but I'm too short. That was a joke.
Uh-huh. So you said you had some information?
Yeah, you've heard the Don Murphy recording.
Yeah?
Well, look at this magazine.
Radio Fancier?
Yeah, I have the complete collection from 34 to 47, except I'm missing a couple issues from December of 40. I've got a bid in on eBay
Okay, what does this have to do with the disappearance?
Oh, look who's on the cover.
The Radio Avenger. Huh. This was an old radio show?
Yeah, they recorded it right here at the station. I've got over 72 hours of it on MP3 on my computer at home. Maybe you'd like to come over and listen.
No. Why don't you just give me the gist of what it was about? Just the gist.
Okay. I'm a mild-mannered office clerk was secretly the Radio Avenger of fighting gangsters and Nazis. And you know when he said,
"It's all in a day's work for the Radio Avenger!"
That was a catchphrase from the show.
You didn't stutter when you did that voice.
What?
Never mind. So you think that whoever kidnapped Don Murphy was pretending to be some old-time radio character?
Oh, no. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The kidnapper is the Radio Avenger.
Do you know what the phrase fictional character means?
Yeah, but
You know, you had me going there for a while, Marty, but I think it would do you some good to spend some time in the real world for a change. Now, I've got a lot of work to do. Thanks for your help.
Wait, I
goodbye.
I know who's gonna kick in them next.
Who?
The Schlumbergers.
You mean Roger and Lonnie Schlumberger, the chat show hosts? Why would you say they were targets?
Well, the Radio Avenger was sort of a working class hero.
A working class hero?
It's something to be.
Right.
He fought crime, but he also always got the better of pompous politicians and society members.
And there's nobody more pompous than Roger and Lonnie Schlumberger. All right, I'll go talk to them.
Can I come?
No. You stay here, take your medication, and if I need any help, I'll send you a message on your secret decoder mug, okay?
No need to be.
Jeez, what is it about radio that brings out the wackos?
Whom is it?
My name is Patricia Dane. I'm with the FCC.
Ah, yes. Part of the bloated federal bureaucracy subsisting like a tick on the carotid artery of the American taxpayer.
Well, actually, I'm investigating the disappearance of Don Murphy.
Pshaw! Do you hear me, pshaw? It's a publicity stunt, I assure you.
That is a possibility, yes, Mr. Schlumberger, but it could also have been a kidnapping. And if so, I have reason to believe that you and your wife may be in danger.
Roger, who's this? We're on the air in 3 minutes.
Lonnie, this is Miss Dane. It is Miss, right? Or not Mrs.
Agent Dane, FCC.
In any case, she seems to think that we're in danger.
Yes, I do. Don Murphy's disappearance has not been solved, so we can't rule out abduction. If that's the case, the culprit is still at large, and I consider the two of you to be potential targets.
Miss Dane, our profession is telling the truth, which is dangerous in America today, especially since we work in a medium with such a blatant liberal bias. Perhaps that is what you should be investigating.
Yes, did you know that it has been proven that there is a definite slant towards...
Quiet, Pinky. I'll handle this.
Still, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to sit in on your broadcast.
Oh, certainly. We always welcome an audience. Perhaps you'll even find the experience educational. Now, if you'll excuse us.
Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Roger Schlumberger.
I'm Lonnie Schlumberger, and this is...
I told you so.
That's right. I told you so. A beacon of light and truth in the murky waters of the national media.
A voice for traditional American family values.
And a moral compass by which to steer your life.
On today's program, we'll be discussing televised executions as a deterrent to crime.
And mandatory covenant marriages as a way of combating this nation's shameful divorce rate.
But first, let's go to the phones. Our first caller is Tammy Frank from Crestup Valley. Welcome to I Told You So, Tammy.
Oh, thank you, Roger. And may I say that your program has been such an inspiration to me.
Yes, yes. What's your question?
Well, I think that my daughter's high school history teacher may be a homosexual. It's bad enough that they teach evolution, but tolerance for alternative lifestyles? I mean, what's next? Free condoms in your Happy Meal?
Well, you are quite right to be concerned, Mrs. Frank. Our public schools have been under attack by subversive influences for years. You and your husband should march right down to the school and demand that that teacher be fired on moral grounds. We must stand united.
Well, actually, Lonnie, I'm a single mother.
Excuse me?
You see, my ex-husband was an alcoholic, and when he drank, well, he could get really...
I'm sorry, but when you exchanged your wedding vows, did they say, until death do you part, or until it's no longer convenient?
Well, the minister did say, until death.
So I am confused here. Your husband is still alive, is he not?
Well... Yes.
And yet, you're no longer married. How can that be?
Perhaps Murphy Brown here is unaware of the pitfalls which exist for children raised without a strong male role model.
Well, actually, my boyfriend Michael is very good with the kids.
Boyfriend?
Well, yes, he's helping to support us while I go back to school to get my degree. Of course, the food stamps help too, but...
Alrighty, listen up, you welfare-grubbing hussy. Your daughter's sissy boy teacher is not the problem here. The biggest negative moral influence in her life is you.
You know what? You're right. I am such a terrible person.
There, there, Tammy. It's all right. Realizing that I'm right is always the first step.
Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you so much.
Oh, it feels so good to make a difference in someone's life, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, oh yes, oh, yes.
Stop this program right now!
Who said that?
Oh no, it's happening again.
You are smug, self-righteous, and condescending to the common man.
Now see here, this is a very important radio broadcast, and we will not tolerate being interrupted.
You're coming with me, evildoer, and I hope they throw away the key.
Lonnie, somebody help us. Tree huggers have kidnapped my wife.
And you're next, Tubby. Charged with the crime of being an insufferable know-it-all.
Listen, whoever you are, I'm with the FCC. You are violating federal law, and if you do not desist right away, I will have to...
Hey, stop! Let me go!
Mr. Schlumberger, what have you done with them?
It's all in a day's work for the Radio Avenger!
Hello? Hello? Oh, great. All right, Mr. Wilson, you have 30 seconds before I bring you up on federal charges. Yes, you. I don't know how you did it, and I don't care. Just bring them back right now, all of them. 15 seconds, Mr. Wilson. I'm not joking. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who is the Radio Avenger? And why is he kidnapping Crestup's biggest radio stars? Tune in next time as Coyote Radio Theater presents the thrilling conclusion of The Revenge of the Radio Avenger.
Hello, world. This is Prescott, Arizona.